This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, let's get a little grip, or maybe a big grip, on what's going on in the world of health and how some of the news from the various journals of medicine impact you and your life. That's part of the strategy here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with my great friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. It's a fabulous place to go to get yourself checked out from head to toe, as he says, head to toe medicine. He's got all the tools, he's got all the gadgets, and he has all the knowledge when it comes to contemporary cardiovascular problems. You need to check out with Ken. He's a preventative guy, and that addresses something, Ken, that I've actually been talking about quite a bit this week in various forums, the business about health and well-being and health care. Health care is not about, and I think you've admitted to not being taught this when you were going to school in your various degrees that you have, it's not about prevention, it's about fixing problems. Health care is about taking care of people who have health problems, which come about as a result of inflammation. Inflammation causes whatever diseases, whatever problems you have, it's at the hands of inflammation. So you've taken on the role of doing a lot of research yourself and trying to prevent people. But why would people come to you? Do you ever actually get a phone call? By the way, Ken's number, should you ever want to call him, is 352-735-1400 in Florida. 352-735-1400. So does anybody ever come to you and say, I want to make sure I don't have cardiovascular problems going forward?
Oh, definitely. You know, you're living back in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s where we did medical care, where all we did was take care of disease
problems
after the fact.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, that's why it used to be called medical care, and now I think we really are practicing health care, because when I was in training in cardiology in the mid to late 1980s, prevention in cardiology didn't even exist. If I were to think about prevention, people would say, you know, Ken, think about something else. Don't waste your time there. And I used to think a lot about prevention, and there wasn't even people in training or in practice in academia today would laugh, but there wasn't even a section in the cardiology section on prevention in the academic centers, and I trained it, the major ones, they are right on the tip of your tongue, and there wasn't one anywhere, and today they're part of every major academic cardiology program. They're important parts, and I think we do it as well as anyone, and this is a very important part of cardiology, being a preventive cardiologist, and we extend people's lives, we get in front of diseases, we have abilities to understand this, and it's a very academically oriented field with a lot of research that we can give out advice based on good evidence. So it's a very exciting time in cardiology, and we're not disease oriented only anymore. At all.
Well, if you're hunting for somebody that can help you out, you can even arrange a telemedical connection to Ken by dialing that office number again, 352-735-1400. All right, let's get started with some of the results of your overviews of the journals this week. It would be not a service to mankind if we didn't at least start with the virus. And one of the things that came about as a result of studying the impact of the virus is what it does to your teeth. I got a couple of these things relating to your teeth, but the first one comes from getting coronavirus. What happens?
Yes, did you have any thoughts about this? Because what's going on is...
I have thoughts about everything you say.
This is another unexpected result of this virus, that there are now more cracked teeth. Talk to any dentist you know. like sleepless nights and stomach jitters, teeth grinding. It's a telltale sign of stress, and the habit, which can damage and break your teeth, is sending people to dental offices in growing numbers amid this coronavirus pandemic. And what I would recommend is whatever you can do to relax helps avoid teeth grinding. Meditation, yoga, exercise, whatever for you works, just try to increase the relaxation. And if you need, don't be ashamed, use a night guard. Your dentist can help get one fixed for yourself, and it can avoid that breakdown of your teeth, which really does occur. Teeth grinding is a real thing. It damages those teeth. A good night guard with relaxation techniques can really avoid all this.
All right, let me help you with that. I'll underscore with my own personal example here. I had a couple of diseased teeth. Went to a really bad dentist for a while in Los Angeles and didn't uncover some problems that I had with my molars. So as it turned out, the last couple of years I've had both upper and lower molars on the left side removed. And the other one tooth on the top also came out with it. So the dentist that I go to, I actually quite like her. I've been going to her for about a year or so. She's very thorough. She was trained in South Korea, Ken. She is a South Korean, and she went to dental school apparently in Korea, South Korea, and then she went to school in Hawaii, and then she ended up in a dental school in San Francisco, and from there came down to Los Angeles. But she's very efficient, and I actually am quite impressed with her, as I am with people like you who have learned and then they adapt the circumstances to what they've learned. That is, they have their own, they're teaching themselves, in other words. I guess that's the best way of putting it, based on the experience they have and the individual unique problems that people have. So my situation, because of COVID, I had these teeth extracted, and she was going to replace them in March, but I didn't have them replaced because I got out of Los Angeles while the getting was good. So I came back east, and I chipped a tooth. My front teeth are false teeth. I knocked them out when I was in high school, so I've got three false teeth across the front of my mouth, and because of the other teeth being gone on the left-hand side, I apparently in my sleep am grinding or doing something that caused the tooth to chip. So she's made me, I have two new teeth that are going to be implanted, but she's also made me one of those night guards, which I used to laugh when I looked at people who, my sisters used to wear them when they were kids, because my older sister sucked her thumb and had buck teeth and, you know, stuff like that. So they have braces, and I thought, oh my God, who would wear that? Well, apparently I'm going to wear one when she gets one fitted to my uppers, and it's something she says very common with people as they get older, because the substance of the dentin in the teeth has been oftentimes co-opted by the toothpaste that you use, way you brush your teeth, what you eat, all that stuff, right? Does that make sense?
It does, and I'm sure you grind, and it's...
You are? Why are you sure I grind? But throw the HIPAA rules out. Go ahead.
No, I'm just sure by the amount of stress you're under, it just wouldn't surprise me that...
Yeah.
And your bite, whether it was thrown out by whatever work was done or shouldn't be done, it just all would make sense. And I think you wearing a night guard would be excellent, and you'll be very happy. There are no people.
Pretty soon, I'll send you a picture. Maybe I'll post it on Facebook too, of how lovely I look with the new face guard, the new tooth guard. What do they call it? It's not a face guard. It's a tooth guard, right? Isn't that the name? The tooth guard, yeah. All right, don't forget we have our fabulous podcast every week, Good Day Health Show, on the air and on the net. If you go to gooddayhealthshow.com on the web, you'll find the most recent Good Day Health Show performance, if that's what you want to call it, appearance by Dr. Ken. And one of our main conversations in this podcast is how soon after you have a heart attack and you have sex Ken addresses that and lots of other things that are important. Certainly the COVID stuff, the vaccine conversations continue, all of that, the impact of vitamin C and D, all part of our conversation in this extensive review of medical info for last week. Again, Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack both have their own time at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
School goes on.
And Staples has everything your student needs to learn from anywhere.
Notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to project boards.
And all at amazing prices. This week, 10 packs of Crayola fine tip markers and Staples exclusives Crayola 12-pack markers and 12-pack colored pencils with sharpener are just 97 cents each.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or order online.
School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 10-10 while supplies last. Limit 30 in-store. Limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores.
Back with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondoro, Florida. I was talking about teeth, and you were giving us the info on what the corona connection was with cracked teeth. I saw something that I wanted your comment on, the posture issue that so many people have, spending so much time in front of their devices, especially now with COVID, people staying home, working at home, sitting on their couch or their bed or some bar stool or something instead of in a good, you know, I have in my studio a, what do they call it? Relax the back, one of those very expensive chairs. Now people sitting over Zoom calls and that sort of stuff has apparently caused curved spine problems. And it isn't, it's kind of like what you were just talking about, the effect of corona on cracked teeth. But the same thing is happening, apparently, the bad posture and so and all these other things. Man, there's a real, a whole host of problems caused by the virus that we weren't necessarily thinking about. Right?
There absolutely are a long list of problems, and curved back is not the most major one of them. Consider drug addiction, suicide, mental health issues.
But apparently airflow, you know, I wear a back brace. I think you knew that. I have, when I'm in the studio, every day when I get up, I put the brace on. Matter of fact, I just got a new one out of one of the catalogs that will give me even more support because I think it's important. It helps me breathe better, and I think everybody listening, maybe that will be one of the things. If you get some sort of a back device, if you're working at home or you have bad posture, you don't drive well, your spine will become misaligned. So all of those things, your breathing, that's something to think about, Ken, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A good exercise program and thinking about your posture is so important.
Right. In a moment, as we continue here on Good Day Health, Ken is going to talk about tattoos with you and some things that you may, if you have some tattoos, may not want to hear. A lot of you should hear it because it's important. That's why Ken's here, to give us the important info for your consideration. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
He is lovingly referred to from Lake Cardiology down in Montour, Florida. The next item of interest here is how risky behavior, i.e. getting tattoos. My son has a lot of tattoos, and I'm going to get this information to him. What is it that it leads to, according to this latest research?
All right. This is in the realm of, you know, don't doing anything to the messenger.
Yep.
I'm just reporting this study that was out just this week in the Journal of Applied Physiology. You know, I walk around the gym, and I see a lot of people use their skin as their canvas for their art, and I often wonder whether skin is meant to be a canvas. And this is a report this week out in the Journal of Applied Physiology that using your body as a canvas for tattoos might come at a price for your health. All that ink actually blocks natural sweating, and that might cause the body to overheat. The study reported that tattooed skin on arms has reduced sweat rates and thus potential heat loss capacity during whole body heating compared to adjacent skin without tattoos.
So what about the pores? You sort of addressed that. They are the lifeblood. Your skin is the biggest organ in your body, and it needs to breathe. Where the hair comes out of your skin, that those are pores, right? All of them are pores. And so the ink, does it get into your system, actually, or is it just on the surface?
That's another issue. Does it get into your system? But reported and studied in this publication is that it seems to actually block the areas in the skin where we sweat. And the sweating is what cools. It's the natural air conditioning of the body.
Right.
And if you block the ability of the body to cool itself, you will overheat.
What does that mean, though? What are the consequences of overheating?
What are the consequences? Go out in 110 degree weather without any water. You know, all of the heat stroke, all of the issues that happen when the body overheats, like you can have damage over periods of time. But if that gets severe, you know, you leave the most horrible is, you know, a little baby gets locked in a car. You know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible.
No air. It happens to animals too. You got to be very careful
exactly.
of that around animals.
Right. So if you don't have the ability of your body to naturally cool itself, you can have minor damage, but you can have catastrophic damage. So this is something of importance. So if you have tattoos all over your body and you're in the gym doing heavy, heavy workouts, you need to be aware of this, and you need to probably be taking extra hydration, longer rest periods, and making sure that your body's not overheating and over time damaging your organs because they're not getting the right temperature. It's just like any machine. Every single machine around has a proper temperature range that it should be functioning at.
Right.
The body
yep.
has a temperature range also it should be functioning at. And if you go too low or too high, you go from frostbite on the low end to toxic heat levels that can damage the body on the high end.
Mm-hmm. Talking about extra hydration, I think you and I have talked about this with regard to my TIA and thinning my blood. I'm told, and I believe doing a lot of research, some of the things you sent me made me think more about hydration. So I'm drinking a lot more water. I'm up a lot at night, but drinking a lot more water because apparently that leads to blood being thinned as well. Right?
Absolutely. It's less concentrated. It's a little more dilute.
Right.
And,
dilute. Yeah.
Just so. You need to keep the body cool when it's in hot weather or cool when you're exercising so you don't do damage. Heat exhaustion is very dangerous.
Cool, man. Cool. As they used to say, Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The president wants to be clear.
I condemn the KKK. I condemn all white supremacists. I condemn the Proud Boys. I don't know much about the Proud Boys, almost nothing, but I condemn that.
President Trump on the horn with Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel. The condemnation of white supremacist groups comes 2 days after the presidential debate in Cleveland. Trump was asked by moderator Chris Wallace to condemn white supremacist groups. He declined to do so, though the president's words to the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by prompted celebration among the classified hate group. President Trump also called out Democratic rival Joe Biden.
He should condemn also Antifa. Antifa is a horrible group of people. They kill people. What they do to people, and they're causing insurrection, they're causing riots. He doesn't want to do that.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Vice President Mike Pence campaigned in the heartland of America. The details and the latest from the campaign trail from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail in Carter Lake, Iowa. The vice president advocating for the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
President Donald Trump did his duty under the Constitution of the United States. And last Saturday, he nominated a principled conservative woman of extraordinary character and extraordinary intellect.
A relatively light campaigning day for President Trump. He spent his Thursday afternoon in New Jersey hosting a roundtable with supporters, and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden campaigned virtually on Thursday.
President Trump signaled his campaign would reject any changes to the presidential debate format. The Commission on Presidential Debate said changes could be announced this weekend. The goal is to make the debates more orderly after Tuesday's face-off that saw President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden go after each other and overstep each other as well as the rules. The president tweeted, "Why would I allow the debate commission to change the rules for the second and third debates when I easily won last time?" The commission is an independent body. The next debate is in a couple of weeks, taking place in Miami, Florida. Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 futures are down at this hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on this weekend's Good Day Health program. He's here every weekend at this time with a review of important things from the journals, his own experience in his office, Lake Cardiology down in Florida, and what I may throw at him. From what I find out, looking around, this is an interesting, you know, all of the extra shows that I do beside the DJV weekly program, I have three or four programs that I produce that are heard on many of these same stations, and they're also in podcast form, and such is the case with Good Day Health, because I thought it was natural. It was a natural extension of having guests on the weekday program. And Ken has been doing this with me for a long time. It was actually, I think you had started doing this in Florida before I found you, if I'm not mistaken, right? You were doing sort of a regional thing in Central Florida on the radio there, and it had Lakes. So that's why I invited him to come to do these sessions with me every week. And so away we go into the next item. The fact that I don't know if this is surprising, skin-to-skin touching, no matter what your age, is extraordinarily valuable. And I think study after study after study after study have proven how important it is to be touchy, feely, tactile as an adult. But apparently, it's very important for a baby as well, Ken.
Exactly. I have the European Journal of Pain this week. infants, Doug, may feel less pain when held by a parent with skin-to-skin contact. When a baby is held by their parent with skin-on-skin contact, higher-level brain processing in response to pain is somewhat dampened. The baby's brain is also using a different pathway to process its response to pain.
Now, there is, speaking of pain, adults going through things, there's quite a lesson in the story of John Legend and his wife Chrissy Teigen this week, who lost their third child. She had IV, in vitro fertilization, and apparently was told a week or so ago she needed to be in the hospital. She had a lot of bleeding, and she lost the child at, I think, almost 7 months, which sort of surprised me, because I think most of the time when a baby gets to that term, don't they survive if they have to come out, or does it just depend on the circumstances with the mother and the child?
All of the above. It depends how well formed the child is, if there are genetic abnormalities of the child, you can lose them that late. I have a personal experience with this many years ago.
Yeah.
So any of the possibilities are there.
Yeah, well, it's sad when you see these sort of things happening. What would cause, not to get too much into the weeds, but what would cause that kind of bleeding? Why, that's really, I guess, what the culprit was here. Is that coming out of the sac, or what is there? That's the nutrition that's going to the baby, right? If there's a leak in it somewhere, I guess maybe that would help us understand what happened to the baby.
Well, I don't know the circumstances here, and I don't know if the baby had any, I don't know if the baby had any congenital abnormalities, whether the baby was absolutely formed well, but I can talk about personal experience. Many years ago, losing a child at almost 7 months with congenital cardiopulmonary abnormalities, and they really didn't show themselves until that late. Today, in today's world, we can often image the fetus in utero, in the uterus, and see the heart well enough to pick these things up. In the mid to late 1990s, that wasn't really an option. It was just beginning. But these things can be picked up. I don't know whether, you know, I don't want to point my fingers at the mother, what her behaviors were during the pregnancy, but absolutely one's lifestyle during one's pregnancy has extreme importance on the future of the pregnancy.
You know, I know you well. I consider you to be a close friend. I did not know that you lost a child.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that was something. One wonders, do you have a daughter who's now an adult, 23, 24? How old is Amanda now?
She'll be 24 in October.
Okay.
And yes.
Did you ever worry about this with regard to her?
No, she was fine. And what happened, it was the pregnancy before her. We actually named the child Nicholas. We actually had a funeral. Ooh. and it just seemed like one of these freaks of nature. We did genetic testing, and it was one of these unexplainable freaks of nature. They occur, and you know, you never totally get over it. The first 6 months are the toughest, and then you think about it. But it happens, and fortunately, they're rare occurrences. And fortunately, then you keep going, and you have one that's a child that's normal, and it's just it is what it is, and why these things happen. They're beyond our understanding.
Anybody knows, I guess. That's where faith comes in. Speaking of babies, there's a study about giving babies wheat. I would think this applies. We talked about this with regard to peanuts, I think, a few months ago. If you expose the baby when the baby's in the womb to any of these foods that otherwise, like I have a gluten intolerance to wheat. Now, if I'd have been exposed, I'm guessing looking at this, I might not have had celiac, right?
Well, this is a rather interesting first study And if it turns out to be reproduced elsewhere, and again, it could be groundbreaking. And if we're up against the clock, we may want to delay this. But
all right. Let's come back to it, because I want to give it the time that it needs so people understand.
This could be a groundbreaking study.
Yeah, this is important for any parents or would-be parents. Maybe it explains for older folks why. And I'm looking forward to having the information, because I have a celiac, and it's not fun, especially when you like to eat bread like I do. So that's coming right up here next in our discussion focus on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Let me explain or extol the values, the virtue of Kellitrin. Kellitrin is not a drug. There's no stimulants in it. It's a fabulous weight loss formula that I can easily get behind, because it is made from, among other things, collagen protein, all natural ingredients, top to bottom. Kellitrin ensures the very best results because it's part of your body, in a sense. It's part of the body makeup, the collagen protein and the other things, three or four other things that are mixed in with it that will help you do a lot of things besides losing weight. It's better for your sleep. Joint pain is helped a lot. You get a lot of energy. This is a healthy, healthy program, self-regulated. Every night take four of these capsules, and you have an exercise program. Hopefully you're eating well. All those things are smart. And so why don't you plan right now to get on the bandwagon? If you're thinking about it, let's not think about it. Let's do, all right? Action time. Go to toploss.com. You can read the info about Kellitrin, how it's used all around the world to help people lose weight and keep it off. That's one of the things about the success stories. 86% of the people who get on the program not only lose the weight, but they keep it off. That's why I suggest you stay with the program for about 6 months. Right now, you can buy three at the regular monthly rate, and you get three more months free. That's it. Or you can choose to get 2 months free and $20 back. Whatever your choice, help yourself. It's safe for the entire family. Remember that as well. So what could be better, right? When you get right down to it, think about what it is that you need in your life. You need to be healthy. You need not to be susceptible to the sorts of diseases that we have around now. You know, most notably is the virus, because it attacks people who are too heavy. If you're overweight, your immune system by design isn't working. So check out the reviews and the science. And there's a huge savings and a free gift being offered this week. Special deal for people listening to this program. Use the code DJV on checkout at toploss.com for Kellitrin to lose weight.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Moving back into the focus here, I want to give Ken the time he's asked for to explain this business about wheat and how babies, if you're exposing them to that through the womb, that may prevent them getting celiac disease. So is this in bread form? What form should we...
You know, I just want to bring up one thing. You know, Doug, you brought up the miscarriage that I lived through.
Yes.
And one of the aspects of this common denominator, I just want to remind all the listeners, because I'm sure everyone listening who's had a miscarriage or a father involved in miscarriage is thinking about it. These things don't go away. I have had patients who've had them 50 years ago become tearful as we're taking histories. So if this brings up a very sad bit of sadness in your heart, it's normal. It's there. And just, it's part of you. It never goes away. It just gets a little bit easier to deal with it. And if you're feeling sad thinking about it, it's normal. It's just part of us. So, and we can talk about that some other time, but let's go over to the news. I just want to be reassuring about those thoughts. And this is, could be a groundbreaking study. It's the first in its area, and when these kinds of potentially groundbreaking studies occur, we like to repeat them and in different environments and different groups of researchers. But this was published in the very important Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics edition, and the news is about this important illness that Doug was talking about, childhood risk for developing the allergic autoimmune disorder known as celiac disease actually might be eliminated if infants are exposed to gluten as early as 4 months of age. The observation is based on work with 1,300 infants. Half were exposed to solid foods, including wheat protein, at an age that conflicts with current breastfeeding guidelines. Among those who were, none developed celiac disease. Now, important for us to remember, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the CDC, the UK government all urge parents to breastfeed exclusively for 6 months, giving babies no additional foods or fluids unless medically recommended. So this could dramatically change the recommendation, and looking back and say, have the pediatricians been telling the mothers the right thing all these decades? But it's not yet going to change the recommendation, but very quickly this study is going to be repeated elsewhere, and it's a dramatic effect what occurred here. So it would be shocking if similar results were not obtained, and this could change the recommendation that we give to new mothers, which would be groundbreaking.
Wow. All right, so that's important information. There's a study in the New England Journal of Medicine about the vaccine for HPV that has been controversial, hasn't it, in the past?
It has a bit, because it's not the easiest vaccine to take. It's a bit painful. But nevertheless, published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, very important that women vaccinated against HPV, the human papillomavirus, may be significantly at lower risk for developing cervical cancer. Girls who receive the shot before turning 17 reduce their risk of cervical cancer by 88% compared to unvaccinated women, while women inoculated against the virus between ages 17 and 30 cut their risk in half.
Pretty important news from Dr. Ken Kronos here on this week's Good Day Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now at 53 after the hour for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida is here. You're going to love this one. There is a report that will apparently change the way paramedics reach remote areas. There is a new device, Ken. You can visualize this. Somebody sent me a picture of it, of a jet suit that has been adapted for use by paramedics so that they can, you know, most of the other TV shows, you always see the paramedics.
Flying community. Paramedics.
Flying paramedics.
I love it.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
What a great idea.
It is a good idea. All right, let's get to the question and answer period. We have, as usual, a couple of questions about COVID. The vaccine that's showing the most promise now, every week we seem to have an update on this, especially in older adults, is being done at a place here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, the research headquarters for Moderna. And we've talked about them along with two or three others that are working on these vaccines. What's interesting, and the question here has to do with their saying it's going to be good for older adults. Why would it not be good for everybody? What would go into a vaccine that would only be really good for older adults?
Well, you have to test it. Older adults, they metabolize, they break down things differently. Their immune systems are different. For example, in the flu vaccine, over 65, it's often recommended to give a second dose to give them a little bit more of the proteins that fight the vaccine, that fight the flu. So the fact that as we get older, our immune systems may not be as vigorous. They may not as vigorously respond to the vaccine. There are genetic differences. People of different genetic types, different ages, all potentially can react differently to the vaccine, and that's why it's important that many different genetic types and ages and sexes get tested for these new vaccines so we can see safety and effectiveness.
Yeah. Well, it's important. I think we may have talked about this before, in a sense. The question about vitamin D always seems to be coming up. Vitamin D, when's too much, et cetera, et cetera. Some people are hearing that vitamin D has nearly eliminated hospitalizations for those who take it. So does that mean everybody should be on it? I know that we talk about vitamin D all the time, and whether or not you're getting enough or too much. Is there a danger of getting too much? If you follow along here, and I think that's the question, vitamin D, if it did help to eliminate COVID, then should I take as much as I possibly can, is the question.
Well, I wouldn't recommend anyone take more than 2,000 units a day of vitamin D without the doctor saying it's okay. Most of us take about 1,000. If we take a multivitamin, that's what I do. If you're in a less sunny climate, you might need a little bit more. But the nice thing is, just ask the doctor the next time you get your yearly lab work to have them check a vitamin D level. And you can take too much of it. It's a fat soluble vitamin. You just want your level over 30. That's where the normal line is. But there's really no evidence, and I know we could argue about this forever, that extremely high levels give you extremely better outcomes. Just don't let it get below the bar, and ask your doctor to check it at least once.
All right. So along with that comes a question about peptides. I don't really know that I know what a peptide. I've heard the word, and I know it has something to do, but for somebody who's familiar with his body, I don't really know what a peptide is. What is it?
Well, these are short chain amino acids. You know, the amino acids are the building blocks of protein. So you put several amino acids before they get to the protein. That's what a peptide is.
So should you be taking peptides? Amino acids should be taking amino acids to help ward off the flu or just to keep yourself healthy?
Well, I think it's part of a healthy diet.
Food has peptides in it? I don't know.
Anything that you eat, the building blocks of protein, just a good healthy diet. Dairy has peptides in it.
Really? Oh, okay. Ice cream.
But just if you eat a healthy diet of fruits, vegetables, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, nuts, you're gonna get your peptides.
Yeah. All right. Good to know. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken every week at this time. Speaking of time, it's 59 past the hour.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.